And that's the truth. Because if he give it to you, if you had it, you could keep it. But you already proved that you can't handle it. You got a little something. How many? I ain't asking nobody to raise their hand. But I know of people mess around, what they call that, Social Security or retirement? I think it's Social Security. They mess around. I'm not saying it right. What is that? Disability. That's what I'm looking for, disability. You mess around, you sign up for disability, and you live from hand to mouth all the time, and you sign up for disability, and they finally approve you, and you got some back pay. And they gave you a lump sum, and you live like, And the next thing you know, you walking again. I know of a person, got them a car, got them a house, got them this, didn't pay for none of it. Just got it. You know, make the down payment. You got to pay for it. Yeah, you're walking again. But I want you to see, woo-wee, I don't even believe this time. I just got, anyway, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm not going to say nothing but praise the Lord. But listen to this as we get ready to close. I lean in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may call those that love me to inherit substance. To do what? To inherit substance. And I will fill their treasures. Plural. I will fill their treasure. Now let me close with this, because I was trying to get there, because we'll be going back and forth. This is where I was going to pick up. Romans 11:33. Let's read it again. I'm gonna close with this one. Romans 11:33. Ooh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. You notice that it says this treasure. I read it in the, I think I did. If I didn't, I would get into it. It said this treasure in verse 3 said, for our spiritual wealth is in him, like hidden treasure waiting to be discovered. All of the wealth of God is laid up, waiting for you and me to discover. Let me say it a little different way. Waiting for you to get the revelation, knowledge, the revelation of wisdom and knowledge, how to obtain it. It's laid up. It's laid up. It's laid up. God don't have to come up with it. He got it. And guess what? You and I, we are heirs to the wealth of God. I'll say it again. You and I, we are heirs to the wealth of God. Don't you know righteousness is in there? Grace is in there. Peace is in there. Joy is in there. I'm just giving you a small list as I close here. Joy is in there. Abilities in there. How to be successful and operate in prosperity in God's system is in there? Why do you think he said, but first seek you the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added? Because he got everything you and I need. What did 2 Peter say? Huh? He had given us what? Everything that pertaineth unto life. That means life to live full, healthy, strong. Life to live by faith and walk in grace. Life to live and cast out devils, speak in tongues, prophesy. Life to speak the word of God and lay hands on the sick. Life to be full of joy and peace and strength. Life. And then all the things you need. It doesn't matter. He don't care anything about that. What do you think a new car to mean to God? You know, people will have a problem, but he doesn't care if you got 14 of them. It don't bother him. But he has a problem when the car gets you from him. So we're going to find out something about the riches of God and where you and I fit in. And we're going to find out some things, how to deal with some stuff that's been hindering you and me.